الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم، كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Just a few quick reminders that we should be reading every day Durood Sharif minimum 100 times. If we read the shortest Durood, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Ala Nabi Al-Ummi, in just 2 minutes we can comfortably complete it. Allah give us all tawfiq. And on the day of Jumu'ah, to increase it to at least minimum 300 times. And if we can make it 313, much more better. And how much more we can read, it is only good for us. And also to read the first 10 ayats of Surah Kahf every morning, the last 10 ayats every night. And on Jumu'ah, the whole surah. And if we can read the whole surah every day, and if you can read the whole surah every morning, every night, very, very good, very essential with the times of the fitness that are present, it will give us complete protection. Also, after Jumu'ah, to read Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi 100 times. Allah Ta'ala will forgive 100,000 of our gunas and 24,000 of our parents' gunas. And also, now presently, we are at the end. Today is the 26th of Zulqa'dah. By Tuesday will be the 29th, and or Monday will be the 29th. And before the 1st of Zulhijjah, to remove all our unwanted hair, pubic hair, cut our nails, etc. There is also, which Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi refers to as Sunnate Matruka. A sunnah generally the ummah has given up. We should try and observe that sunnah also. And all the other preparation for Eid, for Qurbani, we should do all that. And it is for that reason Allah reward our akabir. They kept holidays in the madrasa during this period. It's not a holiday as we understand a holiday. It is because a very major ibadat is in front of us. And the two ibadats, is difficult to do them both together. Acquiring knowledge, mutala, sabak also, qurbani also. So they closed the madrasas during these days. Their whole lives were for madrasa. They left for the madrasa. But during these special days, Ramadan, then they closed the madrasa. Because that ibadat is very, very great. And it is matloob. It is required, very importantly required ibadat. And it can't be done together. مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ. You can't do two things at one time. So Allah Ta'ala made it that this is a holiday. So see, study, go through the kitabs where we have studied a lot of masail, go through the fazail, and Allah reward ulama. They have written in detail of the virtues of these days, the adab, the etiquette, what should be done. So take out that little time. We have taken out a lot of time for our mutala, for our imtihanat. Take out a little time to study that and observe that. That is the object of our knowledge, to make amal. So inshallah, try and acquire that and gain the great, great benefits of qurbani, which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says. So the cutting of the nails, etc., which is a sunnah, but unfortunately, a sunnah which we have given up. So it is a mini ihram. The hujjaj will be making the proper ihram there. And in that ihram also, they are not allowed to cut their nails, etc., remove their hair, etc. Like that, Allah made it in His great fadl and karam for the whole ummah in the whole world, that we also observe a mini ihram. That we also don't cut our nails, etc. in that when our nails after a week or so will be overgrown, then we can't cut themselves, we have to wait till our qurbaning is done. We will be reminded by that of the hajis who are there, and they are also all involved in all the ibadat of hajj. So in this way, we must connect ourselves. Allah made it a reminder for us that we don't, it must not be that the hajj and the hajj is there and all the activity in Makkah Sharif now, Medina Sharif, and we are unmindful. We don't even think about it. It's a very sad reflection and a poor reflection of our affiliation to Islam, to Deen. We should be now thinking about that. And very important also, always make dua. Allah Ta'ala grant everyone his hajj, who are gone for hajj, with ease and comfort. Allah make it easy for everyone. And Allah saves from all problems and difficulties. Many times we hear of some mishaps which take place there, some problems which happen. Allah save all. And with afiyat and salamati, all make their hajj. And all benefit fully from hajj. Not just an outward picture of hajj, or just the outward performance of hajj, but get the full benefit, and more than that, full acceptance by Allah Ta'ala. And that acceptance remained forever till Qiyamah, forever till Jannah, forever that acceptance for everyone. So in this way, Allah Ta'ala, we can join ourselves with them. And in the Hadith Sharif it comes, man radiya bi amali qawmin, a person who is happy with the amal of any people. Like now with the hajj, we are happy, mashallah, hajj is carrying on. COVID, it was restricted and difficult, but now it's open and we are happy. Hajjis are going, people are reading, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata lak wal mulk, la sharika lak. We are far, but we feel that joy. We get that same sawab of those people. When we are happy, man radiya bi amali qawmin, kana sharikan fihim. We get that same sawab. So this great ibadah, the people now, huge numbers going to read, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. And we feel happy about that, we will also get that same sawab. So Allah make it that we observe the sunnah of not cutting nails, etc. And we connect our hearts, and our hearts be present. All the time it be in our mind and our hearts. With regard to that also, a very, very important thing. One Arab alim writes a very beautiful article. He says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he made hajj and he came to the miqat, and then he read the dua, which is a hadith in Sunnah Ibn Majah, Ibn Majah Sharif. Hadith number 2890. That Nabi alayhi salatu wa at the miqat made this dua. Allahumma hijjatun la riya'a fiha wa la sum'ata. Allahumma hijjatun la riya'a fiha wa la sum'ata. Oh Allah, I'm entering now the miqat. And let it be a hajj in which there is no riya, show, name, fame, sum'a, that people must talk, that it must come on in the people. Oh Allah, grant me such a hajj. And then with a deep heart of regret and sorrow, he writes, today's haji, almost everyone, when he comes to the miqat, is taking a selfie. Or somebody is taking his photo. So absolutely no ikhlas in there. Full. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La riya fiha wa la sum'a. And this hajj is full of riya and sum'a. That he wants to take and worse than that, he says, now when he's busy taking that selfie, or somebody is taking his photo, making a video or something, he's lifting his hand. He's like emotional. He's crying. All that is 100% riya and sum'a. It's not, it's for the selfie. It's to show people that he'll go back and show people. This I have done. Look, I was here. When he's in Arafat, what an occasion. Allahu Akbar. The day of Arafat is a day out of this world. And Allah becomes so happy on that day. And whoever, and al-hajju al-arafah. Hajj is Arafah. a person who is there in Arafah during the specified time, even if he's unconscious, he's in a coma, his Hajj is made. All the other masalas will reply accordingly, but his Hajj is made, and all of them are forgiven. They return, kayomin waladathu ummu, like the day they were born, no guna. But now what shaitan did, there also, in that specific time, Allah's rahmat is pouring down. Now you're making a selfie. Now people, videos are being taken. And it's the order of the day. Allah, those ulama who gave this permission, and all this guna, according to Sharia, that guna goes all on them. What the thing? That all these people engaged in this guna, taking photos there all the time. And no ikhlas left. Even if photography was permissible. But the effect of it, there is no ikhlas left. It's only now for show, just to make the selfie. And it's so evident. It's not a matter of making suazan, of thinking bad about them. It's an evident thing. Why? And while they're making that dua, they're crying and humble and the hands are stretched out. As soon as the selfie is finished, now they're drinking and eating food and that, laughing and talking. Ikhlas is something else. When your heart is connected with Allah, in Arafat, this is Qurbani time, it is happening everywhere. So especially for the Haji and for all of us, this great fitna has come in the great ibadat of our Qurbani also. Qurbani also, the Sahaba asked, ma hazihil azahi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is this Qurbani? What is the reality? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. The sunnat of your great grandfather, great man Khalilullah. It is his sunnat. What a great ibadat. But there also, amongst us, all our people, where qurbani is being made, whether at home, whether there is a place where we all go for qurbani, whether it's a farm, man, woman, all mixing, breaking the laws of Allah. Maharim, ghair maharim, all. And joking, laughing, talking, and yeah, also videoing, taking photos is the order of the day. That big ibadat, how shaitan brought us to completely destroy that ibadat. That it is left completely useless, worthless. We just completed our farida, and besides that we lost out. Lene ko ge, dene ke ho ge. We went to collect sawab, the same way with hajis. How many went and offload their gunas, but come back with loads of guna. More gunas than what they had before, they come back with more gunas. Whereas the haji, raja'a ka yawmin waladathu ummu. How the day his mother gave birth free of gunas. But today we're loading gunas. And especially main thing today, which the fitna that has caught the ummah, is this photography and the selfies and this photo. Here with the qurbani also. We are slaughtering, we are doing a great sacrifice, but also all the same thing. So Allah Ta'ala protect us fully and stay away. And how much we can, it's not a matter of just knowing about it. It's a matter to practice upon it. And not only to practice, it's our duty. Even if we are still students, we are not ulama. But go and inform the people. Tell them this is wrong. It's your family, it's your friends, etc. Tell them it is wrong. The keeping quiet of guna is a big guna itself. We're seeing a guna and we can speak something and we don't. That is a guna. مَنْ رَعَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِي. The actual thing was our imani ghairat and power of iman should be, we should go and stop it. We should go and break those phones of theirs with which they're taking photos. That was the taqaza, the demand of iman. But if our iman is not at that level, then bilisani, with our tongue, speak about it. And if that also we can't do, we are gone more weaker, then see how weak our iman is. Then fabi qalbi, with your heart, stop it. That is make dua. Think, I can't tell them. I'm still young, I'm small, they won't listen to me. Who can I tell to tell them? Go to somebody. There is an alim, please, manana, tell them this is wrong. We're not talking of the right thing. So the wrong is coming. Allah Ta'ala says that, إن الباطل كان زهوكا وجاء الحق وزهق الباطل. When the حق come, باطل just vanishes. And Allah says the nature of باطل is وكان الباطل زهوكا. Its nature is it just goes away. If we come in the masjid, for example, Fajr time, it is dark. Now what do you have to do? You don't have to fight with the darkness. You don't have to give it a bayan, the darkness. Just put on one switch, and when the light will come, where the darkness went. You didn't have to come with sticks and guns and swords and fight the darkness. It just vanishes. Just let the light come. So just let the truth come, and we are afraid today what the people will say. I didn't want to upset the whole thing, etc. No, you just speak the truth and say it in the correct way. وَمَنْ أُدْعُوا إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِذَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ. Allah has taught us how we must do it. In a nice way, pleasant way, tell them, be firm, don't be rude, don't be harsh, don't swear at the people, but speak to them and tell them, this we are not doing. If we do it, then the change will come. Otherwise, we are just thinking in our hearts. And the worst thing is, which is happened to the Bani Israel, when the people were doing wrong, the people told them, it's wrong what you are doing. But then they didn't listen, and they kept on socializing with them, eating, socializing with them. Then Allah made their hearts also like that. So when we don't speak, we will become like that, and we will start doing the wrong things. And that is a thing. And just when this happens, it is such that you prove yourself right. You 100% you are wrong. Everyone knows you are wrong, but you will prove yourself right. هَلْ نُنَبِّيُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. Those who are doing the most amal, which there is full loss in them. No benefit. You are losing out completely. بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They're doing all things of dunya, for name, fame, all the things, making Islam also to fit in as a religion of dunya, interfaith, mixing with other people, that all religions are the same. هَلْ نُنَبِّيُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. And they think, oh, we are doing very good. Great service of deen we are doing. وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُحْتَدُونَ. Another place, Allah says, they think that they have got hidayah, but they have gone totally astray. So when we mix with these people, and we keep on socializing, we know, I know it's wrong, but it's my family, I mix with them. And according to Sharia, family, see Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when his son was being drowned, he said to Allah that it's my son, and he's being drowned. Allah Ta'ala warned him, and how severely Allah reprimanded Nuh alayhi salam. Innahu laysa min ahlik, innahu amalun ghayru salih. He's not your family. According to Sharia, family are those who are on our deen, who are on our mizaj, the mizaj of our deen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his Quraysh, his uncle, how he discarded his uncle also. Every deen comes first. But so we must pay importance. So anyway, this Qurbani, Allah says, لَيَّنَا لَاللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. The meat doesn't reach Allah. The blood doesn't reach Allah. Allah is not in need of Qurbani. Allah doesn't eat. Allah's malaika don't eat. What is it? What does Allah want? And in other words, for you also, the object must not be the meat. The object must be walaki yanaluhu taqwa minkum. That the taqwa Allah wants from you. That is the consciousness of Allah. That we must develop. The fear of Allah. And the real fear of Allah is the love of Allah. That is, a person doesn't want to break the laws of Allah. Not that he fears Allah, but that Allah is so merciful. Allah gave me my existence. Allah gave me my brains, my eyes, my heart. Allah hasn't made me deformed. I'm not cockeyed. I'm not deformed. I'm not retarded. So in shukr, that I fear I mustn't upset Allah. Such a benefactor, such a person that shows you so much mercy. He is so good to us. We are worthy of the worst punishment, and Allah is pouring His rahmat upon us. Yeah, we are sitting comfortably. Make lot of dua in Sudan, all the fighting that is carrying on. One student reported, now the bodies are lying on the ground. Dogs are eating those bodies. Our Muslim brothers, and all that fighting, and we haven't got conditions. Here we are sitting. What shukr are we making? Where there are floods, the people, there is water all around. Not a drop of water to drink. And then usually in the floods, cholera spreads there. And sicknesses spread. Here we are sitting comfortably. We go and open the tap. How much water we want, we get water. There are places where there are droughts. People haven't got anything to eat. The animals are dying. Animals haven't got anything to eat. People haven't got of hunger. People are dying. We don't know what is hunger. Even in Ramzan, we don't smell hunger. We have such a heavy iftari and another heavy iftari. We don't even know what is hunger. Those poor people. So make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And just, let us just not carry on. So this consciousness to make shukr. He gave us Allah Ta'ala. What and what namas of Allah. Allah is, we are drowning in the namas of Allah. And at the same time, we are drowning in the disobedience of Allah. Our ibadat also is guna. We're going to make namaz now. We have made some namazes. We're going to make no thought of Allah. Bad thoughts we get in our namaz. Namaz is aqimi salata li dhikri. Perfect your namaz solely for my remembrance. And we imperfect namaz and no remembrance of Allah. All other things we will remember. What kind of Muslims are we? So Allah Ta'ala, so this is the Qurbani, that taqwa must come into us. That consciousness of Allah, the fear of Allah, and that real fear, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, animal also fears Allah, a person, because of that somebody will hit the animal. That is that fear, that taqwa is like the animal's taqwa. A dog, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explains, when it wants to urinate, we'll notice, then it lifts up its one leg. Why? That my legs mustn't get napak. My urine that is coming out, my legs, it's got so lot taqwa. But immediately after that, it will go and eat carrion, the meat, dead. So then where is the taqwa? We also, one moment, the way we carry on, like we're so big Sufis, and so big Allah wala, and next minute, we've got the video, and we are taking videos. Qurbani, we are taking videos. Hajj, we are taking. That is a dog's taqwa. Bring the taqwa which is, and the real taqwa is the love of Allah. That we don't disobey Allah, not in the fear of Allah, that Allah will punish us, but in the love of Allah. Allah is so merciful, so kind. Haven't we got contact with Allah? Don't we realize Allah's favors? Don't we think about it, that how kind Allah Ta'ala is to us? So this is what this Qurbani should bring. Not a matter of spending 3,000, 4,000 rand, 2,500, 3,000, 3,500 rand, and I made my Qurbani. No, this is what must be developed. Then we have achieved. That is what Allah wants from us. That is what we must do. لَنْ يَنَالُ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. That taqwa of yours, that reaches Allah. That is what is valuable. So the essence of all our ibadat, the ibadat is also maqsood. Bizzat it is maqsood. And the effect of the ibadat, that is what is required. كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ. Allah says, we have made that animal submissive to you. And especially the sheep. We cut oxen also, and it's better to cut the big animal for qurbani, that is preferred. Oxen, cows, camels, etc. But they are used for other purpose also. Transportation, etc. We ride on them, etc. But the sheep is only for human consumption, to eat it. You don't use a sheep in order to plow the land, to pull a cart and take water, nothing. Sheep is only used, and you see a sheep, you put it down, and it doesn't fight. It is submissive. سخرها لكم. And why? All this لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم. Read the takbir of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allah gave us this. And this great Qurbani. It comes in the hadith. Beautify your Eid with Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. That makes the Eid beautiful. Not the beautiful biryani or the beautiful clothes that we wear, etc. These are the words. So, لِتُكَبِّرُ ala ma hadakum, that Allah guided you to this perfect deen by which you will acquire this taqwa from Allah Ta'ala, by which you will acquire the closeness, and whoever has acquired ma'iyat of Allah, he has joined, connected himself with Allah. Nobody knows. لا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين. Nobody knows what great قرة أعين is proverbial, which means great joy, great pleasure. How much Allah has filled that heart with enjoyment, that heart that is connected with the creator of enjoyment. Eh? Kamar khushtar ya kamar sazat. Is this moon beautiful, or is the creator of the moon beautiful? What does the moon know to beauty? Allah put the beauty. E shakar khushtar, ya e shakar sazat khushtar. Is the sugar sweet, or is the creator of the sugar sweet? Sugar doesn't know what is sweetness. Allah has got the kudrat of taking out all the sweetness from all the sugar in the world. All the honey you can put on, not teaspoons, not tablespoons, not jars of honey and sugar, and your tea and milk, and nothing will become sweet. If Allah is the sweetness. And that person who finds Allah in his heart, all the sweetness of the world, the beauty is not looking at other filthy woman. Beauty is looking at the creator of the woman. And you look at him, you will get the beauty of all the women in the world in your heart. The beauty is not in the long haram love affairs. Get the love of Allah, and the love of the world will be in your heart. You're the king without a crown. You're an uncrowned king. And the enjoyment you get, that king there, he's got enemies all the time. All big people, rich people. How many people who are so rich, but they are afraid all the time, living in tension, we're going to get kidnapped. The people going to come and rob us. The more they got money, the more they are worried. But the uncrowned king, nobody knows him also. And he's got all that enjoyment in his heart. So Allah has given us. So this year, كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Give glad tidings to the muhsineen. And when you slaughter also, إِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُ الذِّبْحَ. When you slaughter in a beautiful way. Bring husn in your slaughter. Bring husn in your qurbani. Bring beauty. Min husn islami al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi. The beauty, again husn. If you want darja ihsan, and you want the closest, an ta'budallah ka annaka tara. If you want that darja, fa'in lam takun tarahu, fa'innahu yarak. And at least, settle at the lower level. Don't go below the lower level. You see Allah as though you are seeing Allah. Or at least know Allah is watching me. And then see what enjoyment. This Qurbani is a great occasion. Hajj is a great occasion. Hajj is not only for the Hajjis. With us not cutting our nails, Allah joined us with the Hajjis. Qurbani is not only for the Hajjis. Allah made Qurbani in the whole world. Man, woman must slaughter also. For everyone who has got nisab, even women, their qurbani is wajib. Children who are baligh, their qurbani is wajib if they've got the full requirements are fulfilled, etc. So all will be making. Then the qurbani meat, don't just eat yourself. Give to the share with the poor people also. So they also are part of the qurbani. If you are permitted to give it to non-Muslims, they also are included. Allah made the hajj and qurbani this great glorious 10 days for the whole of mankind. Not only for the Muslims, not only for the Hajjis. Let we not in our namaz, where we are going to be joined with the Hajjis. We must be making tawaf. Labbaik must be in our heart. But we are not even in our namaz we are. No connection with Allah. There is an occasion to build that great relationship with Allah. Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdihi.